The text on the basis of which we will consider the theme, Truth Produces Freedom, is the first couple of verses of the lesson you just heard. We're standing outside of a door, and we knock the prescribed number of times. A small window set in the door at about eye level opens up. We give the password, and we go in. We are visiting a secret organization, a place where information is kept very, very mysterious. And presumably, the more sensitive the information, the more mysterious it is. The mysteries include the rules, which say who can come and go from this place, and when. And the rules also say what kind of terrible things the rest of the group is going to do to anyone who lets the secrets out. What a contrast from the text, even at a glance. Jesus is talking about openly accessible truth and go where you want freedom. But the secret group likes concealment and restriction. Oh, it's all for the sake of freedom, they tell us. Freedom from divisive dogma. As a matter of fact, if this group is dogmatic about anything, it's that you can't be dogmatic. Now, change the scene. We're at another window, and we knock. And Cindy Ford comes. Now, we know it's the moment of truth as we write out the check, but we know that this is not very free at the same time. We're entering a group, an organization, a way of life called Concordia Theological Seminary. Now, this group, too, has its dogmas. This group, too, promises freedom. As a matter of fact, they promise truth and freedom that we can bring to others. But if we are to have this genuine truth and freedom, we've got to get the order straight. Truth produces freedom. First of all, this is a matter of perspective. Ideas can enslave, you know. Just think of all the people all over the country who are chained to their TV sets, figuratively, of course, waiting for the next episode of Dallas or Flamingo Road or Dynasty or whatever it may be. On a far more somber note, think of all the people around the world who are politically enslaved due to communism, which is an idea. A man like Rene Descartes did not even need substantive ideas to captivate him. He got his kicks out of a method, doubting everything. See, the problem with ideas is that ideas do not remain in the mind. They infiltrate the heart. Ideas have a way of growing and growing till they're larger than life, and people then start to put their trust in them. We are the sons of Abraham. Now, that's an idea that people were willing to put their trust in. And it's not all that much different today. Today it's, I'm a conservative. Now, just look at my circle of friends, the people I hang around with. Every one of them hates liberals, hates charismatics, hates every kind of heretic you could possibly imagine. Or, a man has to maintain some measure of financial security, even if he is a pastor. Or this one. I may not know much Greek, but I am going to be a smash out there in the parish because I know people. Now, there may be a modicum of truth in each one of these statements, but at the bottom, every one of them is a dastardly lie because every one of them invites us to place more trust in ourselves than we do in God. And that is a fundamental skewing of reality. From the perspective of Jesus, truth produces freedom. But when we tangle around with lies like these, we're playing with the devil's premises. He's a liar, you know. Has been ever since the beginning. And a murderer to boot. No sooner does he get us to start placing our trust, diverting our loyalty to his lies, than he all of a sudden becomes very much concerned about the truth. And he rubs our noses in the first commandment. We submit to his accusation. We know that it's true. And then he has us right where he wants us, enslaved. And that's why it is a good thing that truth produces freedom is not only a matter of perspective, it's also a matter of power. Truth, per se, is not the power. Truth in and of itself is not what makes men free. Jesus is talking here about truth that involves the entire character and integrity of God himself. Truth that resides in Jesus himself. Truth that is absolutely bound up with who he is and what he was doing. Because the truth is that men belong to God. Jesus came to make that a living reality in the lives of people, just like it had been back at the beginning. The truth is that Satan does his worst damage when he gets us to concentrate on the wrath of God to the exclusion of the grace of God. The truth is that there is one and only one man who ever lived who could stand up to the accusations of Satan, whom Satan really couldn't accuse because there was nothing to accuse about him. And that was Jesus himself. Jesus stood in the truth for us, for you and me in our place. And in that truth, he died. Sin took its bitter toll. He drank the cup of suffering and drained it to the dregs, our cup of suffering. But this time, the prince of all lies, the demon of deception, was the one who was taken for a ride. Because Jesus lives. Jesus rose. Jesus rules and reigns. And that means that his entire life and work have now been stamped with God's own seal of approval. They bear the hallmark of eternal verity. Very few people believed it at first, but it was truth. Truth that had the power to set them free. I've had a few teachers in my educational career who went far above and beyond the normal duties of the classroom with us. They sat and ate with us at lunch. They talked with us after school. Some of them even invited us into their homes. Now, these teachers were almost invariably the toughest ones in the whole school. They made us work, but they got more out of us than maybe they expected, certainly more than we ever expected we could do. And it wasn't so much by force. It was because of that personal relationship. There was power in that relationship. The church has but one teacher, even to this day. And we have a personal relationship with him. When Jesus was telling his disciples about what would happen after he ascended, he told them that he would send the Holy Spirit. And he said, the Holy Spirit will come and he will take what is mine and he will declare it to you. To abide in Jesus' word means simply to stay within earshot of his voice. As we do that, here in chapel services, at church services, in our classes, in our devotions, in our daily Bible reading, in any of these variety of ways, something is happening. Jesus is coming. He is setting us free. Such is the power of Jesus. And thirdly, more than a matter of perspective and of power, this truth produces freedom is also a matter of purpose. And that's a good thing, too. Because freedom is a very tricky word. Always has been. But the last couple of decades, that word has really taken its share of abuse. Everybody from women's libbers to sexual experimenters to boycotters, you name them, have taken that word freedom and used it for their own purposes. It's become such a mess that many people have had a bad taste left in their mouths, and they're suspicious, quite frankly, of the very word freedom. Jesus offers true freedom, the best of all possible freedom. Freedom from the guilt of sin. And that, when you turn it around, means that we have freedom now to live our lives with our priorities straight, and we can put first things first, namely that relationship with God. We have the freedom to enjoy it because Jesus did such a perfect job establishing it. And that freedom, my friends, can take us right back in to learning the truth. When you stop and think about it, a Christian who is involved in a learning process has a lot of advantages going for him. He has the freedom to beat down laziness, to try to control his pride, to admit when he doesn't know. Now, if these advantages apply to any Christian involved in a learning process, and they do, how much more they apply to us? Because our studies continually are taking us right back into the Word of God, which is the source of perspective and of power and of purpose. As Luther used to say, God doesn't have anything better to teach, so why should we have anything better to learn? Jesus invites us to continue in his words, because truth produces freedom. Amen.